I'm a great exponent of the belief that nothing exists until you name it. But I would go a bit further. See, people say, unless till you name something and you'll give it the name that other people give it, more of that in a minute, nothing exists in your particular reality. And you make your own reality because nobody else can make it for you. Having said that, I go a bit further with this naming thing, and I say that if somebody says to me, yeah, well, that's a chair, isn't it? Clearly it's a chair. Yes, we both have a common name for it, but just naming it is not the name. It's not only the word for it. It's about who named it. Your parents, your teacher, your friends, your peer group. Who named it for you? And where were they when they named it? How did they name it? What did they do with it? For instance, someone could see a leather chair and say, well, that's obviously an easy chair. It's a lovely chair. It's very comfortable. But my chair, the way I see it, might have been named by someone who said when they named it, they're very squeaky, not always very comfortable. And I will carry that with me. And my reality might be that chair, therefore, I imbue it with all sorts of different feelings, and the chair might not mean the same thing to me. So when it's named for me, it's not just the word, it's the feeling that's attached to that word. And then I extrapolate that out to there being no such thing as facts, and people then say to me, stop talking to me, you're a spanner, off you go, or words to that effect. Now, that, though, is played out in this rather excellent movie from 2018, I think it is. No, it's 2019. And it's called Little Joe. It's supposed to be a horror. It's supposed to be a sci-fi film. It's neither of those things. Because it won't make a decision for you. It wants to make your own decisions. And that is something we just don't have enough of now. In a time when, on news programmes, people are never asked, what do you think? They are asked, how do you feel? It's all about how do you feel. Don't engage your thoughts. Don't do research. Tell us how it feels to you. That's the important thing. And we lose an awful lot for that. Because of that. So this movie, directed by Jessica Hausner, which has won awards, and quite rightly so, has a feeling, a very clinical feeling. It's set in a scientific basis or a scientific place. More of the plot in a minute. And what it does is it gives you widescreen pictures, and it never rushes. It doesn't quickly cut. It doesn't give you... I don't remember there being any music in it, actually. So it doesn't influence you in that way. It doesn't influence you at all. It wants you to make your own decisions. It gives you several different options. And you can decide what you think. It plays with reality and emotional illness and how we feel about ourselves and our surroundings. And the shots are long and unbroken, and with so much air that you can make decisions about them, and you have the time to do it, which is rare. It's rare in today's 5-second social media, or 7-second, isn't it now? Social media, I need another cut right now, or I'm going to lose faith with this movie. It's so important, this movie, in that way. The plot is ostensibly, it's set in a laboratory, a plant-growing company, organisation, looking for funding. And there are two teams growing different plants. And the main team we're focusing on are growing a plant called Little Joe. It's a red, florid plant. And the reason why they are growing it is because it... gives off a scent which is similar to oxytocin, which is something that makes you feel good, and it could have possibilities for the NHS and for all sorts of ways in society. And they're trying to rush that through. It's been created, it's been grown, but created in a lab. So we have that going on as well. They're trying to bring it to a flower show before other labs do. And it is the work of Alice Woodward, played with a wonderful disconnection, but aspiration to be emotional, by Alice Woodward. Not by Alice Woodward, by Emily Beecham. Alice Woodward was the character, Steve. Get with it. It is a great performance. There is, she doesn't try to, she allows the writing to influence, to let you see that she's aspiring to have some emotion. You know, she lives with her son, but, and the house is very clean and clinical. They don't, she doesn't cook, they eat takeaways, but they're not have a greasy fish and chip supper. It's trendy. Oh, Vietnamese we have at one point, because this would be that clean, clinical, here are cartons that go in the bin and then that goes out. It's a laboratory style all the way through here. So she allows the writing and the plotting in her performance to let you discover the nuances of this character. Well, the two main factors of the character, which are I'm driven by my work and therefore disconnected by people, and I'm also aspiring to be emotional. I'm living with my son, but my partner, who I'm no longer with, wants him to go and live there. For instance, I would like to spend more time with him. And Ben Whishaw, playing Chris, who is her helpmate at work, is the other half of her. He's the emotional half. He cares about her a great deal. He even tells her he loves her and he wants to go out for a drink with her and start a relationship. He's the emotional part of that. They fit together beautifully. But in this movie, they won't fit together. So, the basic plot is that the plant, Little Joe, and she takes one home for her son. If you inhale the pollen, you change. Kerry Fox plays Bella, who has a dog, who is her soul, part of her soul and her pride and joy. And the dog gets into the laboratory. Chris goes looking for him, and the dog has clearly inhaled some of the pollen. And when Bella goes to touch the dog won't let her. As she comes in the following day and says, that wasn't my dog, she's had him euthanized and has had some blood tests done, and the vet said it was dementia. But Bella thinks, and there is a history of her being off for some time with emotional, mental issues, she thinks that the pollen from the Little Joe plant is affecting people. Nonsense, says Alice. Nonsense, says Chris. He has also inhaled some of the pollen. But then she sees her son slightly changing. She feels. He gets himself a new girlfriend. They go to the laboratory. He steals her card and they go to the laboratory. That's discovered. And she never really faces him with it, because they provide his son and her and his girlfriend, they provide a front against her. She feels they are standing up to her. She feels, and she feels that that is the pollen from Little Joe that is creating that difference in character. By the way, Kit Connor's performance as Joe has a lovely understanding and practicality about it. Slowly, Alice comes to the conclusion that actually this is a problem. This is a cross-pollination situation. The Little Joe plants are destroying the other strain of plants that the other team in the same company are producing. And it is affecting people. But is it? Is it? She tries to destroy it. She, at one point, she's caught with the turning the thermostat down. Is this changing people? Her son Joe announces, as he said, he didn't want to go and live with his father. His father's been asking for that. And then he suddenly says, I think I do want to live with my father. We've got Lindsay Duncan as a psychotherapist, or a psychotherapist, if you like. Nothing exists until you name it. Talking to Alice and trying to guide her in some way. It's a choral figure, really. But the plant and the idea of the pollination is a MacGuffin. It's really there for the film to ask us, and it was written by Jessica Hausner and Geraldine Bajar, and beautifully written, actually, with a real economy. It's there for us to ask ourselves, what is our reality? Because Chris, the concern is that when you inhale the pollen, it makes you want to look after the plant above all others, and your behaviour will change. But Chris, Ben Whishaw as Chris, his behaviour doesn't change. He isn't standing up for the plant in an extraordinarily egregious way that makes you think, uh-oh, something's wrong. At no point is this like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You do not see someone looking under their brows at you under their brows and smiling or laughing maniacally or pulling their sleeve up to reveal some kind of plant growth. There is nothing like that. And it could be that Joe, her son, is just becoming a teenager and making his own decisions. There is a moment where he is talking to people at school, and she has gone to school to see him because she's a bit concerned about the pollen changing him. He sees her and says to his group of friends, I've got to go. And then she opens the car door for him, and he walks another way. And then suddenly comes back and says, I didn't see you there, Mum. But is that to do with the pollen? Or is that just to do with, I don't want to be seen with my mum. I don't want to go into the car. I want to go somewhere else. I'm a teenager, and then I'll go to the car and see my mum. So is this just him growing up? Eventually, we have the, and this is a spoiler alert, we have the feeling that that people are not affected by the pollen, only in the way that they should be, which is the NHS want to buy it, they want to buy it in schools, it makes people feel good, it'll be better. And what does that say about us when that's a legalised drug, really? It's a Valium generation thing, isn't it? So that's a separate question to be had, but eventually, and we don't know if she actually does or not, Alice comes round to the conclusion that actually everything's okay. All of the toxicology reports came back as negative, or did they? Because they are desperate to get the funding and the orders for the lab. And she's got nothing to worry about. No one is changed. And they don't appear to be changed, but they might be. And she's come to a realization, well, come to an accommodation with that. But that's her reality, which has changed. But can it change back? And is this changing people, or isn't it? And if it does change people, does it really matter if they just change slightly? If they're not some kind of pod person? It is beautifully done here. It looks gorgeous. The flowers that don't survive are blue. The flowers that do, little Joe, are bright red. The garments for the laboratory are pale green with, if I remember rightly, it's purple gloves. Looks fantastic. It's all lime greens and whites and calmness. And Alice wears extraordinary clashing colours. It's beautifully done. It looks gorgeous. It feels as if you can make your own decisions. And the plot is about you making your own decisions. That's rare in a movie these days. Seek this out. It's on the BFI subscription for me. Seek it out. It's called Little Joe. It's a wonderful feeling. It's not sci-fi. It's not horror. It's a movie to make you think. Whoever thought that we still be making those, eh? Ta-ta.